What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come? Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
Original sin can't be right, can it? Hello, I'm George Samietz, and welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions on Lutheran Radio UK. Today's question takes us back to basics, about who we are and the mess we're in. All people know that we're not perfect beings, and to a greater or lesser degree we fail in tasks, cause misery and pain, and receive it as well. Whether this is the result of ignorance or willfulness, something taught to us or something intrinsic to us, are parts of the debate people have. The word sin has a basic understanding of the wrongs we do, and we often forget that the word can include the good we don't do, and the word presupposes a standard by which to judge or determine right and wrong, good and bad. In our cause and effect world, the question also arises about the origin of sin. After all, if there's a cause, we'd like to know whom to blame. The Christian doctrine of original sin teaches the mystery that the blame for sin and evil in this world falls on ourselves. And if you were going to say Adam or the devil, then keep listening. Original sin can't be right, can it? Original sin is, as the name suggests, the teaching of the church that explains as best it can how sin and evil and death all came into the world. There is a mysterious quality to the answer because we're talking about evil in a perfect world. If only it was straightforward. Original sin is sometimes called hereditary sin, which is both helpful and unhelpful. Simply put, original sin is the sin we're born with. It is part of our humanity. And we see it in the simple fact that we don't have to teach our children to be selfish, self-centered, or naughty. Our littlies quickly show us a will, a defiant one, that is always pushing boundaries. Sometimes people object to this idea of littlies and sin. However, if sin and death are linked, the wages of sin is death, says Paul in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, then death becomes a marker of sin. And since death comes to people irrespective of age, to the very young and the very old, then sin is also part of the very young and the very old. An apple tree is obviously an apple tree when it has fruit on it, easy to see. But an apple tree is still an apple tree if it is not the season for fruit. And an apple tree is still an apple tree as a sapling before it can bear any fruit. Similarly, an apple tree is still an apple tree when the seed is planted and the bud has just broken the soil. Jesus talks about the tree and its fruit in Matthew chapter 7, and his message is clear. A change of fruit means a change of tree. So when young, the fruit is not so evident. Or not so young, the fruit is visible. And no matter how much good we might do, sinful, hurtful deeds, pride, rebellion against God, is part of humanity. Part of us. People, we, are sin trees throughout our lives, as evidenced by the fact that we die. For death only comes to sinners. So the truth is presented that all people, irrespective of age, are sinners in relation to God. There never was a time in our lives when this wasn't so. We didn't reach a certain age or do a particular deed and become sinners. Our experience of living confirms the truth that we are always sinners. That is what the teaching called original sin teaches. At first glance, this teaching might be seen to be a way out when facing the blame or consequences for our sin. People point out that original sin can also be called hereditary sin, and so that either absolves us or gets us a reduced sentence. And the logic makes sense to us. I can't be held responsible for something I was born with. However, while original sin does teach that we are born in sin and are sinners from the beginning, it also teaches something that we find most shocking. Something that removes any leverage we thought we had. Original sin also teaches that this sin is not a propensity to sin, a weakness to sin, but sin itself, and we are responsible for our sin. The point of original sin is to get us to look squarely at ourselves and not go running to the family tree, pointing to this or that ancestor and saying, in effect, not my fault. My temper? Oh, that's grandfather's. My laziness? Oh, that goes back four generations to the lazy ones who never worked. Ultimately, we want to take this blame game back to Adam and or the devil. It really doesn't matter which one, as long as it is not us. Original sin simply says, here's a truth. You are a sinner before God, and you know it deep down. This is part of our humanity in the Christian perspective. In 1530, the Lutheran reformers presented their teachings in the Augsburg Confession to show that they were not heretics. Article 1 spoke about God. Article 2 spoke about sin, original sin. It begins. It is also taught among us that since the fall of Adam, all people who are born according to the course of nature are conceived and born in sin. That is, all people are full of evil lust and inclinations from their mother's wombs, and are unable by nature to have a true fear of God and true faith in God. Moreover, this inborn sickness and hereditary sin is truly sin, and condemns to the eternal wrath of God all those who are not born again through baptism and the Holy Spirit. It is interesting to note that Article 3 is about Jesus, the Son of God, and Article 4 is about justification, God's declaration of forgiveness of these sins because of Jesus. In the small called Articles by Martin Luther in 1537, another document in the Lutheran Confessions, we find in Part 3 that the first article is about sin, and it begins with original sin that came about because of one man, Adam, but immediately goes on about the fruit of this sin, including unbelief, false belief, idolatry, and more, and including the breaking of the Ten Commandments. The point, of course, is that we're the ones showing the fruit. But it goes on to make the point that our sinful nature is such that our reason can't comprehend original sin. In effect, we are blind to its perversity and corruption, and this leads to all sorts of ideas and theories about ourselves, about humanity, so many of them claiming that people are basically good, or whole, or uncorrupted, and that we have a free will to determine our destiny. There is truth in these statements, relating to our human relationships and responsibilities, but not in terms of our relationship with God. The depth of sin needs to be revealed to us from Scripture. That's what the teaching of original sin does. Give us a glimpse at the depth of sin in us, and that which is us. So in Psalm 51, when King David was confronted by God through Nathan the prophet about his sin of adultery and murder, which he had hidden somehow from himself, David could say, "For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." The effect sin has is devastating. The Bible describes us in strong terms in relation to God, and none of them are healthy, noble, or good. We are spiritually dead. "You were dead in your transgressions and sins," Ephesians 2 verse 1. We are spiritually blind. "Those who are unspiritual do not receive the gifts of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to them, and they are unable to understand them because they are spiritually discerned," 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14. We are enemies of God. The sinful mind is hostile to God, Romans 8, 7. This means that people no longer have the free will similar to that of Adam and Eve. The devastating effect of sin is that all people are bonded to sin. We are not able not to sin. Of course, people today still have free will to make choices and decisions about earthly living, what to wear, where to live, whom to marry, how to vote, etc. But with regards to God, people are cut off from Him. Yes, a paradox exists here in that people are sinners from conception and birth, Psalm 51, and are born not able not to sin, yet each person is responsible for his or her sin, and thus is guilty before God. Why insist on this? Article 1, Part 3 of the Small Called Articles concludes after listing false and erroneous teachings about human inherent goodness before God and the alleged powers of reason and our abilities. These and many similar things have arisen from a lack of understanding and ignorance about both sin and Christ our Saviour. We cannot tolerate these pagan teachings because if these teachings were right, then Christ has died in vain, for there would be no defect or sin in humankind for which he had to die, or else he would have died only for the body and not for the soul, because the soul would be healthy and only the body would be subject to death. Insisting on the teaching of original sin and seeing myself from that perspective is important, not to denigrate human beings. Reality is what reality is. But more importantly, it puts into focus Jesus and his cross. If original sin, as we teach it, is incorrect, then you tell me why Jesus died for us. Original sin is the teaching that gets us to face ourselves squarely. It explains the mystery of sin in our lives. The good I want to do, I don't do. The bad I don't want to do is what I keep doing. It takes away the loopholes, excuses, or whatever else we put up to minimize our sin, and says simply, no, you can't blame anyone else for your sin. Original sin is a tough message, but it is a true message, and it is right, as far as Christianity is concerned. The judgment upon us is bleak. This realization would lead Paul to ask a question and then answer it at the end of chapter 7 of Romans. Wretched man that I am. That's the verdict of original sin. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Original sin can't be right, can it? Yes, it can. You are a sinner. But take heart. Jesus hasn't left you trapped in sin. If you'd like some straight answers, send your awkward questions to me, George Samyets, at Lutheran Radio UK. That is at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.